Blog Talk Radio.
Have you ever loved somebody? The way God loves somebody. And He loves you.
Sunday. Truly, this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall and we will rejoice and be glad in it. The psalmist said, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord, that where He is, we may be also. And so we thank God for allowing us to be able to get together one more time. And the record declares that where two or three are gathered in His name, that He will be in the midst. And so we thank God for His Spirit, that He's in the midst of us this morning. And I don't know about you, but we haven't come for any fashion, form, or show. But we've come simply to lift up the name of Jesus. It is He who declared, and I, if I be lifted up from the earth, that He would draw all men unto Himself. And so that's what we've come to do today. We've come to lift up the name of Jesus. We've come to give Him honor. We've come to give Him glory. We've come to give Him praise, because truly, He's worthy to be praised. The psalmist said, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. And so we want to continue to give God praise on this day, because nobody make a day. Man can take credit for a whole lot of things, but he cannot make a day. And so we thank God for allowing us to be able to be in this day that he made. So we're going to open up this morning with a word of prayer. So we're going to ask you to bow your heads, and we're going to ask God to come in to our service this morning. Heavenly Father, it's in Jesus' name that we humbly bow, God, and thank you for another privilege, another opportunity to come together and to worship you. And Father, we just pray right now that in the name of Jesus, that you would be in the midst of us. Oh, God, that you would allow us to be able to experience you. Oh, God, you said now is the time for they that worship you, that they would worship you in spirit and in truth. And so, God, we pray that you would allow us to worship you in that manner. Father, we pray that you would bless your word as it goes out, that it would fall on hearing ears and accepting hearts. Oh, God, if there's anybody that doesn't know you in the free pardoning of their sins, oh, God, that they would be pricked in their hearts and they would come running, I yield, what must I do to be saved? God, we pray for those that are on the line on whatever medium they are on the line, that you will continue to bless them, God, that you will continue to lift them up, that you will continue to anoint them, God, that you will continue to provide them with what they need. God, we pray that they would allow their cup, you would allow their cup to run over. Oh, God, we know that surely your goodness and your mercy follow us all the days of our life. We will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. So, God, we say thank you. We praise you. It's in Jesus' name. Amen. There's a song we were singing in our worship that would just invite the Lord in. It comes from the scripture. And he just simply says, the Lord is in his holy temple. Let all the earth keep silence before him. Let's sing a little bit of that this morning. The Lord is in his holy temple. The Lord is in his holy temple. Let all the earth keep silent. Let all the earth keep silent before him. Keep silent. Keep silent before him. Amen. We ask now that we would ask Reverend Lindsay to lead us in prayer this morning. Reverend Lindsay, lead us in prayer this morning.
Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Father God, we come this morning with a heart of thanksgiving and praise. And, oh God, we bless you this morning. We thank you for this beautiful Fourth Communion Sunday, oh God, that you have allowed us to witness. Father God, one more time to be in your presence, one more time to witness your grace and your mercy. And, oh God, we just say hallelujah to you this morning. We say, oh Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. Who has set thy glory above the heavens? And Father God, we thank you this morning because of your glory. Hallelujah, Jesus. We have one more day that we can give you the honor. We can give you the praise. And Father God, we come with humble hearts because we know, Father, that you have not dealt with us according to our sins and our iniquities. But, oh God, you have been mighty good unto us one more time. So we come, Father God, with a heart of thanksgiving. And Father God, we bless you and we praise you, Father, because you have not dealt with us according to our sins and our ways, oh God. But you have given us your mercy and your grace. You have given us your darling son, Jesus, who sacrificed his life on the cross that we might have a right to the tree of life. And because of this sacrifice, oh God, we can boldly come before you this morning, Father, with a humble heart, oh God, with a heart of thanksgiving and praise, oh God, just saying thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for one more day, Father. Thank you, Lord, for one more day, Lord Jesus. One more day that we can call on your name. One more day that we can breathe. One more day that we can see your glory. One more day that we can witness your goodness. Oh God, we thank you this morning and we love you, Father, because when we was lost in sin and iniquity, oh God, the word said you demonstrated, you commended your love toward us, yet when we were sinners. And oh God, we thank you, Father. We thank you for that love. We thank you for that's the same love that has brought us to this day, to this appointed time. And Father God, in spite of trials and tribulations, in spite of adversity this week, oh God, in spite of what we've been through this week, oh God, we can truly say you've been mighty good to us, Lord. You've given us one more time, Father, that if we would just count our many blessings, if we would just behold what you have done for us, Father, oh God, we can rejoice in you this morning, knowing that death didn't face us today, oh God, but you gave us one more day, Jesus, to get it right with you, Father, and we thank you and we are more than grateful. And Father God, I pray now, Father God, that as you move from heart to heart and breast to breast, oh God, Father God, that you will continue to clean us, Father, clean us through your blood and sanctify us in your word. And oh God, fill us with more and more your Holy Spirit, more and more your love, oh God. Continue to let us live in more and more your grace, Lord Jesus. Father God, we need you more than ever before.
Yeah.
And then, Father God, I pray, Lord Jesus, that you look on Pastor Kason this morning. Oh, God, thank you for how you brought him through the week. Father God, dangers seen and unforeseen. Oh, God, you have kept him as the apple of your eye. And I pray, Lord Jesus, that this morning, Father, that as he minister your word, Father, oh, God, that you would continue to speak to his soul, oh, God. Give him spiritual inspiration from you, Holy Spirit. Oh, Father God, the word that he brings forth, oh, God, I pray, Jesus, that you would touch our hearts, oh, God. Open up our eyes and open up our understanding, oh, God, that the word might be food to us, oh, God. That living bread that we need every day, Father. That living water, oh, God, that will help us, Father, that we won't thirst and we won't faint, oh, God, but that we will be able to continue this journey, oh, God. Father God, we are in need of spiritual food, oh, God. So I pray, Father, that as you feed us this morning, oh, God, help us to open our eyes that we might seek your righteousness, oh, God. Seek your truth, oh, God. We need you more than ever before, oh, God. Let your word, oh, God, be that light that we need, Jesus. Oh, God, that light that shines in darkness, oh, God, because we are in perilous times. We are in dark days, oh, God. Oh, Father God, well, we know that you're still God, and you're still God all by yourself. So we thank you this morning, Father. We not only pray for Pastor Kason, but we pray for First Lady Kason this morning. We pray, Father, that you continue to strengthen her. Continue to help her to be that helpmeet, oh, God. Continue to give her the strength as she go from day to day. Father God, we pray for the First Family, and then we pray, oh, God, for the Heart of God Baptist Church in this entirety, oh, God. We pray for every minister. We pray for every deacon. We pray for every trustee. We pray for every member. We pray for every choir member. We pray for every child. Oh, God, we pray for each and every member, oh, God. You know what they're staying in the need of this morning, Father. So I pray, Lord Jesus, that you will strengthen their heart. Build them up in your spirit, oh, God. Give them your peace and your joy this morning, oh, God. Give them that blessed assurance this morning, oh, God, that you are an unfailing God. Hallelujah to your name, Jesus. We thank you, Father. And then, oh, God, we pray for those that might be sick and afflicted this morning, oh, God. Father God, we pray that you would touch, heal, and deliver. Oh, God, we know that you have enough medicine in the hem of your garment, Father. So, oh, God, I pray this morning to let someone be like the woman with the issue of blood. Oh, if I can just reach out and touch the hem of your garment. Oh, God, let someone touch you this morning, Jesus, that they will know that you are our healer, oh, God, that you are the great physician, Lord Jesus. You not only heal physically, but spiritually too, oh, God. You make every man whole and complete in you. And we thank you, Father. And then, Father God, I pray, Lord Jesus, I pray for those extended family members. I pray, oh, God, for churches everywhere that are teaching and preaching righteousness in your name's sake. And then, Father God, I pray for the unsaved, for those oh, God, that is confused this morning, for those that are lost this morning, oh, God, I pray that your word, Lord Jesus, will prick their heart, Father, that they will come to you, Lord, and we that know you, Jesus, that we will help them, oh, God, Father God, that we will continue to be that light that shineth in darkness, that we will continue to be your witness, oh, God, keep us humble and meet Jesus, because we can't do nothing in our own strength. And in our own power, we need you, Holy Spirit. We need you more than ever before. And I pray in Jesus' name that you will guide us. Help us, oh God. Help us, Father. Help us, oh God, to trust in you and lean not to our own understanding. Help us, oh God, in all our ways, Father. Let us acknowledge you, Lord Jesus. You said you would direct our path, oh God. And we need you, Father. We need you to direct our path this day, oh God. Father God, there's so much wickedness in this land, so much political unrest. Father God, man hate man, and children against children, and parents against children. And Father God, family members against family members. But the Bible speaks of these days, oh God, when man when man would lose love for one another. Oh, God, but help us, Jesus. You have a lost love for us. So help us, Father. Help us to stay united in you, Lord. Help us to grow spiritually in you, Lord. Help us to seek your word, oh, God. Help us to seek your face, oh, God. Your will and your purpose. Help us to stay focused, oh God, on what you have called us to do. And Lord Jesus, when we have done all of this, Father, help us to remain humble and meek, oh God, because you said in your word that if you be lifted up, Father, that you will draw all men unto you. And so, Father God, help us to lift you up so that you can do the drawing and you can get the glory. We thank you, Father. We thank you for food, clothing, and shelter.
Yeah.
We thank you for a reasonable portion of health and strength.
Thank you.
We thank you for the salvation that you have allowed us to receive, oh God. We thank you for every blessing and every benefit. And Father God, we pray, Father God, that you will continue to lead us from one throne of grace to another, and we will give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise, because truly thou art worthy to be praised. From the rising of the sun until the going down of the same, thy name, O Lord, is worthy to be praised. We love you this morning, Father. We bless you and we praise you. We lift you up. We say hallelujah to you this morning, God. We thank you, Father. We thank you. We thank you. We bless you because truly you've been mighty good unto us. We love you, we bless you, and we glorify you because thou art worthy to be praised, O Lamb of God. Thank you for your sacrifice for we. Thank you. Thank you for paying our sin debt in full. Thank you for giving us eternal life. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you for that eye of pity and compassion, oh God, when we were lost and didn't know which way to turn and where to go, Jesus. Thank you, Father, that you were that rock, Lord Jesus, in a weary land, oh God. That you were that bridge, Lord Jesus, over troubled water. That you were the shelter, oh God, in a time of storm. Thank you, Jesus, that you were that friend, Father, that sticking closer than a brother. We thank you, Father God. We thank you this morning for these and all blessings. And we love you, we bless you, and we praise you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen. You bet. Thank you, Reverend Lindsay, for that fervent prayer. Truly, prayers of the righteous avail of much. And we thank God for a praying church. Amen. And we thank God for all of you who continue to pray and continue to pray one for another. It's just good to be able to be encouraged by each other's voice, each other's prayer, each other's song, all the phone calls, the texts, the reaching out that goes on during the week. It just helps us to continue to be able to go on just a little bit further. There's a song I'd like to sing this morning, a song the church was singing down through the years. Church as a congregation would get together and they would just enjoy each other. Enjoy singing and the camaraderie and the fellowship. And in the hymnal is number 493, and it's I Am on the Battlefield for My Lord. And it is number 493, I Am on the Battlefield for My Lord. And everybody used to sing it, and Choice would be happy, and people would be smiling, they would be clapping their hands. And even if it might be a rainy day where you are, amen, there was a joy for being on the battlefield for my Lord. And it was a thing where you were taking it personal. It says, for my Lord. In other words, you knew the Lord for yourself, and you knew what kind of commitment, what kind of battles you have been through. And we all go through battles. We all go through difficult days, and we all go through difficult times. But we have not thrown in the towel. We have not given up. We have not gone and tucked our tails and ran off and gotten off the battlefield. But every day we get on the battlefield, and it's because we have a relationship with the Lord. And in our service to him, we have the ability to praise our way through difficult situations and praise our way through difficult circumstances. I'm going to say that again. We have a way of praising our way through difficult situations and circumstances. And when it seems like the enemy has overtaken us and it seems like all hope is gone, somewhere along the line, God gives us a joy on the inside. And as we experience that joy on the inside, we can begin to sing praises to his name. And what that does, it allows us to endure the attack. It allows us to endure the onslaught. It allows us to endure the night. The record declares that many weeping may endure for a night, but joy will come in the morning. So I want us to sing this like the church of old. And even though we were oppressed, even though we were beat down, even though we were struggling, we still were on the battlefield for our Lord. And the song says, I'm on the battlefield for my Lord, and I promised him that I would serve him till I die. I'm on the battlefield for my Lord. And the first verse says, I was a lost and idle, alone and idle. I was a sinner too. I heard a voice from heaven saying, there's work to do. I took the master's hand and I joined the Christian band. And I'm on the battlefield for my Lord. So let us sing it like we sang it in days gone by, and like we know the Lord for ourselves. And we know, amen, that we will continue to be on the battlefield. I am on the battlefield for my Lord. I am on the battlefield for my Lord. And I promised him that I would serve him till I die. And I'm on the battlefield for my Lord. I was alone and idle. I was a sinner too. I heard a voice from heaven say there is work to do. And I took the master's hand and I joined the Christian band. And I'm on the battlefield for my Lord. I am on the battlefield for my Lord. I am on the battlefield for my Lord. And I promised him that I would serve him till I die. And I'm on the battlefield for my Lord. I left my friend and kindred bound for the promised land. The grace of God upon me, the Bible in my hand. In distant land I trod, crying sinner, come to God. And I'm on the battlefield for my Lord. I am on the battlefield for my Lord. I am on the battlefield for my Lord. And I promised him that I would serve him till I die. And I'm on the battlefield for my Lord. Now when I met my Savior, I met him with a smile. He healed my wounded spirit and owned me as his child. Around the throne of grace, he appoints my soul a place. And I'm on the battlefield for my Lord. I am on the battlefield for my Lord.
battlefield, oh my Lord. And I promised him that I will serve him till I die. And I'm on the battlefield, oh my Lord. I am on the battlefield, for my Lord, I am on the battlefield, for my Lord, and I promised him that I would serve him till I die, and I'm on the battlefield, for my Lord.
Amen. So you got to know God for yourself in order for you to be able to get up every day and get on the battlefield for your Lord. You got to know the Lord for yourself. And once you know him for yourself, what happens is that relationship gets stronger, the bond gets stronger, the trust gets stronger, and no matter what comes your way on that day, you're able to stand up and say, come hell or come high water, I'm going to stay on the battlefield for my Lord. And that's what we have to do, church. We have to learn, amen, that the battle is not ours, but it's the Lord. But he's expecting us, amen, to be able to stand up and get on the battlefield and say, I'm going to be on the battlefield for my Lord. And so we thank God today and that he's true to his word, that in the midst of every battle, he promised that he would never leave us nor forsake us. But he promised that he would be there with us, that he would be there every step of the way. He said that I'm glad, amen, to be in the service one more time. So we're going to go to our worship this morning. We're going to ask, amen, that you would give a testimony today about the goodness of the Lord. We're going to go to our first worshiper, last four digits, 3598. 3598, good morning.
Blessed, praise God, from whom all blessings flow. Praise him, Father. Yes, sir. Praise him, Holy Ghost. It's good to hear everyone's voices so far in the church family, pastor, the family, first family, church family. It's good to be here one more time and be in the service of the Lord. It could have been the other way, but God bless and help us. And middle death, cook God Almighty, stand back and behave. We're going to read seven scriptures from Daniel, the third chapter, the 16th, the 17th, 18th, 19th verse, the 23rd, 24th, and 25th verse. And it states here in the 16th verse, Daniel 3, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer thee in this manner. If it be so, our God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of thy hand, O king. But if not, be it known unto thee, O king, that we will not serve thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. The 19th verse, then said, was Nebuchadnezzar full of fury, and the form of his visage was against Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Therefore he spake and commanded that they should heat the furnace up seven times more than it was wont to be heated. 23rd verse. And these three men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, fell down bound in the midst of the burning fiery furnace. 24th verse. Then Nebuchadnezzar, the king, astonished and rose up in haste and spake and said unto the counselor, his counselor, did not we cast three men bound in the midst of the fire? They answered and said unto the king, true, O king. And he answered and said, lo, I see four men loose, walking in the midst of the fire, and they have no hurt. And the form of the fourth is like the Son of God. We are asking all youth, all recycled teenagers, seniors, and all to vote. To vote, vote, vote. If you know anybody, if you have, so you come in contact with any young folk, y'all pass the message on and on and on and on and vote. This is Black Lives Matter 2.0.
you back. Thank you for your testimony this morning. I'm going to go to our next worshiper. Last four digits, 3343. 3343, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Thank God for this morning. You rise up this morning and still put you on your feet and open your eyes up to leave the pains from your hand and your knees and your side. Say, thank you, Father, for being so good for us and giving us another second chance to stay on the right track and follow your footstep and glorify your holy name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for your testimony this morning. I'm going to go to our next worshiper. Last four digits, 0025. 0025, good morning.
Good morning, Pastor. Truly, this is the day that the Lord has made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it. I'm glad to be in the number one more time. Truly, God has been good to me. And I just want to thank God this morning for being the creator and the sustainer of my life. For truly, God has kept me down through the years. And
yeah.
I'm so grateful. Today, God has allowed me to celebrate my 65th birthday. And I am so grateful to God this morning for just giving me the strength, the stamina, and the perseverance just to keep on keeping on. For truly, God is good, and his mercy endures forever. And so I just thank God this morning because God is truly faithful. Faithful
yeah.
is our God. And so I just thank God this morning for his faithfulness, for his love, for his goodness, for his grace, for his mercy. I just thank God for my family, my church family, my pastor and first lady. I just come this morning with a heart of thanksgiving because I lost my mother when she was in her mid-50s. And God has allowed me to get to this point in my life. And you don't think I'm grateful to God this morning? I give God glory, and I say, hallelujah, God, thank you, because it could have been the other way. God has spared my life on so many occasions. God has healed me on so many occasions, and God is a healer, and I just thank God this morning for just his grace and his mercy being and having favor, the favor of God. When you trust God and you truly lean and depend on God, when you acknowledge God, God will keep you in perfect peace if you keep your mind, heart, stayed on him. And so, Pastor, I just want to thank you this morning for being the nurturer that you've been in my life, for being my overseer, for being my pastor. I want to thank First Lady Kayson for nurturing me and for being with me and for being with my family in the good times, in the bad times. You've all been here. Thank you, Heart of God Baptist Church. I love you, and God bless you on today.
That's you. That's you. Thank you for your testimony this morning. I'm going to go to our next worshipers. I ask for a digit 7971. 7971, good morning.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning, Pastor, First Lady. Happy birthday, Reverend Sykes. You have a blessed day and enjoy every second of it. You deserve it. Today is your day. Happy Sunday to you and happy birthday. I thank God this morning that he has allowed me to have a good longevity in my life. When I say longevity with him, a spiritual life that nothing can take place of. It gives me peace in the midst of all of our storms. We know we have a Savior that we can turn to that can ease that pain. He supplied me with all of my needs. And I am so grateful that I have a Christian holy family here on earth that he has supplied for me, that has stood in the gap with me and my family. I thank my sisters for being here with me, and today is a glorious day for me just to be alive, because tomorrow, this next second, is not promised to us.
Mm-hmm.
But he puts us up anyhow. And I thank God for you all. You have a blessed week, and enjoy your day.
Amen.
want to thank God for another day and for my health and strength. Thank God for my sisters for being here for me.
Amen.
I thank God for my church and my church family. And I just pray that everyone will have a happy and peaceful weekend.
Amen.
Praise God, everyone. Good morning,
Hallelujah.
Pastor, Fresh Lady. I truly thank God for you and Fresh Lady's faithfulness. It's such an inspiration. So I pray God's blessings upon you and your family. I thank God
Amen.
For Heart of God Church. I thank God that every Sunday that I'm able to come before you all, not in person, but just to hear your voices and the goodness of your words. It's just so much. It keeps me strong. It gives me the strength and the will to keep on keeping on, because without it would just be so different. And for another day, and I thank him for my family. I thank him for blessing me and all of your all family. And I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise will continually be in my mouth, because I have to look to him from which cometh my help. So you all have a blessed week, a blessed day.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for your testimony this morning. We're going to go to our next worshiper. Last four digits, 5904. 5904, good morning.
Good morning, Heart of God. I just want to say thank you for allowing me to be able to dial in this morning through God's help. And I want to say I hope everyone have a blessed and wonderful day. And happy birthday to you, Pastor Sykes. Last week, God blessed me to celebrate 60 years of life. And
Man.
I'm thankful to be here today. And I know only through him and through him alone that I'm still here. And each day is a new day, a new learning, new praising, just being happy that I'm still here one more day to get it right. So everyone have a blessed week and keep it moving.
Amen. Thank you for your testimony this morning. We go to our next worshiper. Last four digits, 6947. 6947, good morning.
Good morning, everybody. I just wanted to say it's good to hear everybody's voice, and that happy birthday, Reverend Sykes. I hope you enjoy your day. And I just pray that everybody continues to stay safe and continues to keep their mind stayed on God, and that everybody has a great week.
Man, thank you for your testimony this morning. Let me go to our First Lady. Good morning, First Lady.
Good morning, everyone. First, give an honor to my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to everyone here today. It is just my heart is joyful. I am overwhelmed by all the love from the Heart of God, and I have just as much or even more love for you all for loving us. And first and foremost, for allowing the Lord to keep us in perfect peace. And what I mean by perfect peace, we may not be healed on the outside, but he has healed us on the inside. And that's where our perfect peace come from. And I just love you all. I wish I could be close by you to give you a hug, stand there and cry with you.
Amen.
And all of those good things. But God has been good to us. And he is going to continue to bless us all. And I just love you. I want you all to have a blessed week. And that's it. Love you.
Amen. Thank you for your testimony this morning. We go to our next worshiper. Last four digits, 1741. 1741, good morning.
Good morning. Praise God. I just want to give God all the glory, honor, and the praise. He's just so good unto me. And I just thank God for blessing and keeping me one more Sunday. And Pastor Kason, I thank God for you. It was so good just to talk to you for a few moments on last Sunday, even if I asked you a question. And I, truly, I miss you. I miss our talks. I miss you, First Lady. I often think about you all, and, you know, sometimes I sit here and I get tickled. I think about different things that we have shared.
Yeah.
And I thank God for the good memories and just to be a part of the heart of God. And I thank God for each and every member, for all the October birthdays, Sister Janice, Sister Juanita, Sister Denise, Reverend Sice, and all the other October birthday. God bless you all, and may God continue to strengthen you and keep you so that you see many, many more. And so the scripture I want to leave with you all this morning is, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God. In him will I trust. And so, heart of God, let us continue to trust in God, continue to trust in one another, continue to trust in our families, in our communities and friends. God has put us here as a family. And so as we trust him, he's going to allow our love to grow so that we can trust one another, because we can't live by ourselves. God bless you all.
For your testimony this morning. We're going to go to our next worshiper. Last four digits, 2256. 2256, good morning.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Good to hear everybody's voice. I just thank God for another day. Thank him that I'm just able to move. This past week's been a trying week for me physically. And I've been able to move the right side, my right side of my part of my body. So, and my right side is what I use. You know, I'm right-handed. But God is good. This morning I'm able to move a little bit better. And I thank him, you know, because he's still a healer, and I keep trusting in him and believing that he is the one who heals, not man. And I just keep trusting in his word. And in Jeremiah 17:14, it says, "Heal me, O Lord, and I shall be healed. Save me, and I shall be saved, for thou art my praise." And he has definitely been working on me, and been some days I couldn't do nothing but just asking to heal me. And I had a little piece of song in my head, and they've been saying, "Heal me, Lord, everywhere I hurt." You know, sometimes we don't know what people go through, and there's people worse off than us, and you know, we just have to keep on trusting God, because he's the one who we can trust, you know.
Yes.
And like I said, his word is so important, and trying to get to know him better, you know, is important. And I just miss everybody. I can't say how much I miss y'all guys and everybody else who had birthdays. Happy birthday. He just keep on pushing me, even when sometimes when I don't feel like doing what I need to do, he pushes me. And I just thank you, Pastor, because I think about you a lot. You have a habit of pushing people out of their comfort zones. And I just thank you who you are. I thank God for him placing you in my life because you've been a blessing. Because I've grown so much under your leadership. For so many years, I was a bench warmer. And I'm just not warming the bench anymore. I'm serious about our God. You know, so I thank you. Thank you for just being a friend. I thank everybody for their prayers. And I'll continue to pray for everybody else. But if you don't know God as a healer, you need to know who Jehovah Rapha is. He is a healer, you know. And a lot of times people can't take medications. And I'm one of them people, I can't take too many medications. And so even though the medicines may help you feel better sometimes, they are still not what heals you. God is who heals you. God is our healer. And if you continue to call on him when you're going through, and not just when you're going through, but just letting him know that you thank him for bringing you through and bringing to you to a place in your life where you can feel the healing, you know, because some people are just, you know, worse off than us. People in states, and I remember my mama, who she couldn't move her body from her, she had gotten to a point, only thing she could move was her head a little bit, and the rest of her body didn't move, and she was that way for years, you know. And I know so many people that are in pain, and they don't have the activity of their limbs. But if you have a little bit of use of something in your body that God has given you, even if it's not your limbs, but your mind works, you can still praise God, you know. You know, you might want to wave your hand and you can't do it, but trust me, use your lips if you can. And if you can't use your lips, just think it in your mind, because God hears what we're thinking. Okay? So everybody, love you. Be blessed. Have a wonderful day and a great week. Thank you for just, like I said, continue to pray for me. Love you all. Have a blessed day.
Thank you for your testimony this morning. We're going to go to our next worshiper. Our last four digits, 1785. 1785. Good morning.
Good morning, Pastor, and Heart of God Baptist Church. It's so good to just hear all the testimonies this morning. And God is good. He's just good anyhow. I'm in a lot of pain emotionally and spiritually, but he got me. He's let me know he's got me, and I'm going to be all right. And I thank each and every one for your prayers. Tomorrow will be 1 month that they killed my son. But, you know, God got it. And thank you guys for your prayers. Deacon Bryce, I really thank you for the encouragement. And just, you know, Pastor, I thank you for your texts. And just, God is so good. He's there. I mean, he's letting me know. I know you're going through pain, but guess what? I got you. And he's sending everybody around me to let me know he's got me. He's taking care of everything. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. And I just thank him and praise God for you, and I miss you all so very much. You can call me anytime. Bye-bye.
Amen. Thank you for your testimony this morning. I'm going to go to our next worshiper. The last four digits, 4629. 4629, good morning.
Good morning, everybody. It's good to hear everybody's voice once again on another week. I'm glad that everybody's made it back. My testimony is I just like to thank God for being God and always providing for me, keeping me safe, keeping everybody safe, staying true to his word. And definitely keeping everybody, keeping our families, my family, and everybody that's here. It's good to hear everybody's voice. And pray that we just have another great week. That's it.
Man, thank you for your testimony this morning. We go to our next worshiper. That's four digits, 3504. Good morning.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning. We'll say happy birthday to Reverend Sykes. One of the most powerful preachers that I know. Just want to say, you know, thank God for another day, you know, just in the land of living. I just want to say, you know, that God got us. God is still in control. No matter what happens, you know, no matter what appeals to our five senses, that still in control. And like the songwriter say, you know, don't give up on God because he won't give up on you. So
yeah.
Just want to encourage and word it. You know, stay strong. It's going to be all right. It's not going to always be, you know, another way. You know, God got it. You know, he knows the beginning and the end. So, you know, that just keep on keeping on. And God will prevail. God will show up in due time.
Amen. Thank you for your testimony this morning. We go to our next worshiper. Last four digits, 7351. 7351, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Pastor Kason and First Lady and Heart of God Church family. I just want to say it is good to be here again and one more week. We've had a lot of challenges. I'm sure everybody has. I hear the people and their pain that they have in their heart, in their body, and their spiritual pain. And trust me, I'm going through the same thing. But I also know where to go. I know where to go and who to call on and to get rid of all of that. I have trust and faith in my good Lord, and he is just there for me and said he will be there for me, and he will be there for all of us, regardless of what we are going through. We have to go and vote, and we need to, you know, make sure that we are voting for a godly person. But in any case, as we vote, we already know we got a president that takes care of everything for us. So we are always going to be in good shape. We have nothing to worry about. Just keep the faith. And I love everybody. And have a blessed week this week coming. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for your testimony this morning. We thank everyone for all of your testimonies. And thanks for those that are tuning in on Facebook, those that are on the internet, the Blog Talk Radio. We just thank God for everyone, your testimony, your prayers. It's so good to hear everyone. And know that God is continuing to keep you, continue to bless you in spite of all that we go through. God is still an awesome God, and he is still worthy to be praised. Amen. We just thank him for allowing us to be able to just say, God, we're leaning and depending on you, and to know that he's got it. Amen. He's got us. So we're grateful to God. On this communion Sunday, I'm going to ask Minister Harris to get ready to lead us in prayer and just pray that we would all recognize and remember what God has done for us through his dying on Calvary's cross and his shedding of his blood and his ultimate resurrection. And just remember in your heart, amen, that God knows exactly what you're going through. He knows exactly what is going on, and that he will never leave us nor forsake us. So I'm going to ask Minister Jamal Harris to get ready to lead us in this prayer.
Yes, sir. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just come to say thank you. Father God, we thank you for life, health, and strength. Father God, we thank you for another day's journey. Father God, we ask you right now, Father God, that we need you right now, Father God. This world, we need you right now, Father God. We need you to just send a reassurance, Father God, because we know that everything is going to be okay, Father God. But sometimes, Father God, us as humans, we need reassurance, Father God. We ask you to help us with our doubts and calm our fears, Father God. We ask you, Father God, to do what you did before, Father God. We just need a little more help, Father God. We thank you and we praise you, Father God, for everything, Father God, that we have gone through and everything that we're going through, Father God, knowing that on the other side, Father God, that we're going to be stronger, wiser, and better, Father God. So we just ask you, Father God, just to be whatever we need you to be, Father God. If we need a friend, Father God, we just ask you to be a friend, Father God. If we need a healer, Father God, we asking you to be a healer, Father God. And if we need somebody just to calm our fears, Father God, that's what we need you to be, Father God. Please, in the name of Jesus, Father God, and knowing that these days and times, Father God, that you told us about this and you're still in control. So, Father God, we thank you for not being caught by surprise, Father God. We thank you for being the one that we can run to, Father God, and everything will be okay, Father God. So we bless you and we praise you, Father God. Please just send us a helping hand, Father God. Send us through your word, Father God, the preached word, Father God. Help us, Father God, become stronger and better, Father God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
That. Thank you, Reverend Harris, for that fervent prayer. Again, we thank God for the prayers of the righteous, for they avail much. Get ready to go to the Word of God today. Very powerful today, and prayers and scriptures and words of encouragement. Thank God for those of you who know God in that way that you can say those words and you can say those testimonies. That you know God for yourself, and because you know God for yourself, you can encourage us that are on the line, that are on the internet, and we thank God for those moments and words of encouragement. That's why it's so important for us to get together on a regular basis, so we can encourage and hear each other and hear testimony of the saints of God, that God has got it. Still in control. So we want to go to the New Testament scripture, the New Testament book of 1 Corinthians, and we want to go to the 15th chapter, and we want to begin at verse 51. And we want to talk about one more battle to fight. One more battle to fight. We were growing up in our ministry, or maturing in our ministry, there were Christian men and women that would sing songs and pray prayers and words of encouragement, because they knew that life was a battle. They knew that we had to fight on a daily basis. Many of them were of the black race, and they understood that not only did you have to fight in a spiritual manner, but they understood that you had to fight in a physical manner. And they many times talked about spiritual warfare and how spiritual warfare was not against flesh and blood, but about spiritual wickedness in high places. So they would tell us not to give up. They would tell us to stay on the battlefield. And they let us know that wars are won by many winning many battles. The battles in the grassroots, the battles in the community, the battles in the neighborhood, the battles in the housing project, the battles that are in the homes, and battles that are in the classroom, battles that are with local and state officials, and the battles that go on that are in the churches and in the relationships with neighbors. And they would encourage us to understand that every day was a battle. But if you stood on the word and the promise of God, that God would fight your battle, and that you would be able to stand. And they let us know that one of the biggest part of winning the battles, which would help you go on to win the war, was showing up. And a lot of times they would tell us that when it seems like it's not worth it, when it seems like it's not going to matter, when it seems like it's useless, they would encourage us to continue to show up. Continue to come and stand on the battlefield. Morning, I'm on the battlefield for the Lord. And I promised him that I would serve him till I die because I'm on the battlefield for my Lord. And so it's a matter of having a personal relationship with God, understanding who God is, understanding what God has in store for us, understanding what God has already done. And when you know who God is and you know what God has already done, then that encourages us to be able to show up every day and to do battle with the Lord. And in 1 Corinthians, the 15th chapter, verse 51, we see the Apostle Paul still on the battlefield. He's on the battlefield in a place called Corinth. Corinth was a modern city that was filled with people that did anything and everything they felt they were big enough and bad enough to do. There was sexual immorality. There was spiritual immorality. There was corruption. There was all kind of hatred. There was people from every nation and every background that did whatever they wanted to do. And then there was the church that was planted there. And the church was encouraged, in spite of the evil and the corruption and the lack of godliness in that particular area, that they would continue to show up and do battle for the Lord on a daily basis. Many times Paul was ridiculed, the writer of this book, he was ridiculed for his stance for God, and he made fun of him. They made fun of his political and his religious background, and would poke fun at him because of how he stood for the law, and then how he was changed on the road to Damascus, where he met the Lord Jesus Christ for himself, and the religious and political things of his past were no longer what they were now, and that he sold out for the Lord, and that he showed up every day and he endured beatings, he endured scorn, he endured persecution, he endured these things day and night. But yet, in spite of all of the persecution, in spite of all the lies that were told on him, in spite of all the difficult things that he had to go through, he remained on the battlefield. He remained in the service of the Lord. And it's difficult be able to continue to do that on a daily basis without the encouragement of the saints that are around you, whether it's a text, whether it's a phone call, whether it's a testimony, to continue to realize that every day is a battle and that we all have one more battle to fight. And we would sing a song, Sister Lady Pleasure, amen, that she was at the Southern Friendship Missionary Baptist Church when they were over on 2600 Minnesota Avenue, right down from the old beauty supply. And we would get in that church, and many folks from down south that come up from south, and they were able to gain jobs and opportunities that weren't offered down in the South, and many came up and they recognized that the racism that was down South was still prevalent up North. But with the help of God and with their determination to continue to press on, they found a local church and they united with the local church, and they encouraged each other as they went from house to house, and many churches were formed in apartments and storefronts and basements, and they encouraged each other to continue to fight a good fight. Got out and they got involved in their local communities, and they got involved in their civic associations, and they got involved with those politicians and that were looking out for their communities. And they always realized it was a fight. It was a fight, whether it was for the civil rights, it was a fight, whether it was for voting rights, whether it was for right to children to have equal education. There was always a fight, and it was always a battle to make sure the truth would be known and to show up to all of the court and the sessions where they would battle over land and property and census taking and all the civic duties that they were discouraged to do, the voting that they were discouraged to do, that they would show up and realize that they had to continue to fight the battle. They would drive each other, and they would organize, and they would go, and they would learn the law, and they would come, and they would stand up for what is right according to the word, according to the law. And they would realize that none of those things would come easy, but it would continue to be a battle, that it would continue to be a struggle. But they trusted in God, and they realized that if they trusted in God, God would give them the strength to be able to show up on a daily basis for the battle. And if they stood on the word of God, God would fight their battle. Then on Sundays, they would gather around, many of them tired, many of them just getting off from work, many of them struggling with children and struggling with working and trying to keep a family together and trying to keep food on the table and a roof over their head. And in spite of all those things, they would press their way out to service, and they would help each other, and Big Mama would help watch the kids and cook dinner, and Dad would work two or three jobs and continue to put food on the table and provide whatever way it was. And some of the younger mothers and some of the younger siblings would work also, and it was a family thing that we fought shoulder to shoulder, side by side, for the Lord and for the goodness of our communities. And we would enjoy going to worship. We would enjoy going to Sunday school and church school. And some churches had Baptist training unions, and we would go and we would fellowship, and we would get the strength through those meetings. And when it came time for standing up for local elections and standing up for local grassroots reform that were needed in our communities, we would have meetings, and those that were going to lead would come, and we would keep an eye on them because we wanted to know if they were on the battlefield for the Lord. And we would know that some of them had relationships with their churches, and they were involved not only in the political arena, but they were also involved in the spiritual arena. And because of their testimonies, and because you would see them on the battlefield with you, you would trust that you would vote for them and that you would support them at the grassroots level and both eventually up to the state level and the federal level. And many worked in the federal government, and many worked in local governments, many worked in school governments, and many worked as school teachers and worked as government workers and city workers and state workers. But they understood that it was a battle all the time. And because it was a battle all the time, we had a common denominator that God would fight our battle. That God wanted us to be able to stand on the battlefield with him, and that we would encourage those that were with us and those that came behind us, the children, that they would be able to stand on our shoulders, and that we would be able to push them up to higher education, higher social and economic prosperity, because it was important for us to make sure that our youngins, our young folk, our children understood the struggle, understood the battle, and as we got a little older on the battle, that they would be able to continue to hold up the bloodstained banner, that they would continue to hold up the belief that all men were created equal and endowed by their creators and the inalienable rights, and that we had the right to prosperity and the pursuit of happiness, that we should be included as part of the Constitution of these United States of America, that we were to be considered as citizens, not just citizens, but equal citizens, and that we should be afforded equal justice under the law, and that we had the right to be able to participate in the process. Participating in the process is the battle. Participating in the process on a daily basis is the battle. And so we would have to continue to go down the road of being involved on the battlefield. So Sister Pleasure would sing this song, and I don't remember all the words of it, but she would sing, "One More Battle to Fight. One more battle to fight. There is one more battle to fight. One more battle to fight in the army. One more battle to fight. There is one more battle to fight. One more battle to fight in the army. Then I'm going home. Oh, then I'm going home. Then I'm going home in the army. One more battle to fight. There is one more battle to fight. One more battle to fight in the army." And she would sing that, and people understood the struggle. They understood the fight. They understood what it took to get this far. They understood that there was still a ground to be gathered, and there were still issues and items that needed to be fought for. And my brothers and sisters, nothing that we have came easy. We had to fight every step of the way, whether it was for voting, whether it was for civil rights, whether it was for the rights to be able to sit and to be able to stand, to be able to worship and be able to be a person of this world. There was always a battle. There was always a fight. And when we would sing that song, we would understand, amen, what it took and how far we came, what we've been through, and how far we had to go. And so we thank God for those that were on the battlefield. And so I say to us today, my brothers and sisters, in the year 2020, amen, that there is one more battle to fight, that whatever it is in your day, whatever it is in your week, whatever it is in your month or your year, that you would find out from the Lord what he would have you to do. And when you find out from the Lord what he would have you to do in your prayer and your fasting and your studying the word, that you would show up, Lord have mercy, that you would participate in the battle, that you would participate in the fight, that you would count and be counted, that you would not only do that, but you would pass it on to those that are coming behind you, that you would be willing to take those that are coming behind you and allow them to stand on your shoulders, that you would be cheerleaders for them, to push them up and push them toward what God would have them to be, and let them know that there's a battle that's still waging, there's a battle that's still raging, that there's wars that are still raging against us, that we need to continue to show up in order for us to make these gains, to make this progress, to be able to get to a place, Lord have mercy, where we will understand that they will continue to move on. We might not be able to realize everything that we have seen, amen, in our lifetime, but we can push those that are coming behind us, amen, to continue to stay on the battlefield, that we will continue to push the Anthony's, continue to push the Janice's, to continue to push the Jamal's, to continue to push all of the young people, to continue to push them to understand that one day mama and daddy and great grandmama and auntie and big mama and big daddy and them won't always be around, but we'll need them to continue to push for the fight, to push for the battle, to show up and continue to be able to push for what is right in the sight of God. And so that brings us to the word of God, where Paul was telling them the mystery of why he continued to fight, why he continued to press, even in the midst of the beating, even in the midst of the persecution, even in the midst of the lies, even in the midst of being treated wrong, even in the midst of being jailed unjustly, even in the midst of those that say they loved him but didn't love him, even through the backbiting and even through those that were doing all of the things, amen, saying one thing and doing another, that he would still show up every day for the battle, that he would still show up. And in spite of what everybody would say, he would still continue to press for the Lord, because he understood, amen, that the battle was the Lord. He understood that way back in the book of Genesis, in Genesis 3:15, God drew a line in the sand, and he drew the battle lines, and he said that there will be battle between good and evil. It would be a battle between Satan and Jesus, and that ultimately Satan would bruise Jesus' heel, but Jesus would ultimately snap him out. But there was a battle, and these battles have been going on from the book of Genesis through the book of Revelation. But it's dependent on those that are in this earthly realm, where sin corrupted this earth, where sin separated us from God, that God put a plan into action, a battle plan into action, if you will, to bring us back into proper relationship with him. He understood that it was going to be difficult, but he didn't get off the scene. Even though we fell short of his glory, even though sin entered into the world, God didn't stop there. He didn't stop. He didn't give up on us. But he put the battle lines in. He put a plan in, a plan of action, to be able to overcome evil with his love. He sent Jesus, his only begotten son, that came down through 40 and two generations through it. Prophets, through dangers seen, through kings and queens, and through all of those that wanted to take him off his plan. But he showed up every day on the battle. God allowed those 42 generations where Jesus came through. It was fraught with fear, and it was fraught with battles. It was fraught with all kinds of things that Satan would wage war and wage battles to try to take him from accomplishing what he was sent to do. And the battle was that you and I would be restored back to the proper relationship with God, so that we can love God the way God loves us, so that we can love each other the way we love the God loves us, so that we will be able to experience the blessings that were lost in the Garden of Eden, that we will be back into that proper relationship where we understood God and God understood us and we were one with God. But the enemy, because of his selfishness and his hatred, wages war, wages battle in the spirit and in physical battle. But God didn't get off the battlefield. God didn't get off the path, the plan. And so God is encouraging us to understand that when he came down in the form of his son, when he empowered him with his Holy Spirit, he was on the battlefield, and that he's still on the battlefield. And when he was on the battlefield, he took on sin and death in the grave. And when he took on sin and death in the grave, because the wages of sin is death, which he said in Genesis 2, but because he lived a life that was pleasing to God without sin, because he stayed on the battlefield even when they beat him, even when they put a crown of thorn on his head, he stayed on the battlefield. Even when they lied about him, he stayed on the battlefield. Even when they put nails in his hand, Jesus stayed on the battlefield. When they put nails in his feet, he stayed in the battlefield. When they took him from judgment hall and judgment hall and they spit upon him, and the Bible says that you couldn't even recognize him because of the beating he took, he stayed on the battlefield. He understood that there was one more battle to fight. He understood that if he didn't stay on the battlefield, he understood that if he got off and let us sin for ourselves, that we will be lost and totally separated from God forever, for eternity, that we will never have the ability to get back to the tree of life, that we will continually be separated from God. And so he stayed on the battlefield. The record said that they put him on a cross on Golgotha's hill. The record said the blood came down. That he stayed there, and the thieves that he was in between said, "If you be the Son of God, cast save yourself and save us also." But he didn't go for the okie dokie. He stayed on the battlefield. And too many times, the devil will come in, and the enemy will come in, and Satan will come in, and he will trick us into getting off the battlefield. He will trick us from showing up and doing what is right. He'll trick us into understanding of trying to get us to understand make us think, man, that serving God is not worth it. He'll get us to a point where he thinks that we want to throw in the towel, that we've been beaten down too many times, that we
faced too many challenges, that we've gone through too many struggles, that we've had too many problems and issues in our lives, and he'll try to convince us that it's not worth it. Throwing up and on the battlefield. But God says, I don't want you to be weary in well-doing. He says, I want you to continue to show up on the battlefield. I want you to continue to understand that Jesus has already overcome death in the grave. He's already defeated Satan in the grave. He's already gotten the victory. He's already made provisions for us to not to have to fight that battle anymore. And so in his word, in verse 51, he says, behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trump shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruption must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So then this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality. Then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. And so the battle, amen, is already won. But what God wants us to do is stand on the battlefield and tell those that don't know. That's where the battle is on a daily basis. We who know, we already know we've got the victory. But the battle still rages for those that don't know. That's why we have to show up on a daily basis. That's why we have to have these battles to get people to understand that we're not going to settle for our loved ones to be lost. We're not going to settle for our neighbors to be lost. We're not going to settle for anybody on our jobs in our communities to be lost. We're not going to settle because they have the right to the tree of life, but they don't know the one who provides the tree of life. We don't know the one who is the life, the truth, and the life. They don't know him, and so the battle is for the lost souls, amen, that don't know. And so God is expecting us to show up every day, to show up on the battlefield. And when Satan says they lost and they're going to hell, for us to stand up and say, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him would not perish but have everlasting life. For us to show up and continue to preach the gospel. The battlefield is the pulpit in everyone's mouth, the preached word in everyone's mouth, that God is able to save to the utmost, that God is able to loose the shackles and set the man free. God is the one that if you trust in him and if you believe in him, that he'll be able to wipe your slate clean. That is the battle of the souls of the people of this world. And so we have one more battle to fight every day when God blesses us to open our eyes and the blood is still running warm in our veins and we still have a reasonable portion of health and strength and able to move about and tell somebody, amen, about the goodness of Jesus, that the wages of sin is death, but Jesus overcame death and the grave, that he rose on the third day with all power in his hand, and that you don't have to die and go to hell. You don't have to live a life that is beat down by the enemy, but you can live in victory because of what your heavenly Father has done, because of the sacrifices of Jesus, that you can fight the battle and you can tell somebody else that is lost that they have the ability to experience God's amazing grace. The songwriter said, amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found, but blind, but now I see. When we understand that this is the battle, we won't get off the battlefield. And many came, Lord have mercy, from wherever they came, and they realized that somebody made a sacrifice on the battlefield so they would know Jesus for themselves. And they stood in churches, and they stood on corners, and they stood, good God Almighty, in basements and their storefronts, and they walked the street, and they talked to the young and the old, and they told him that there was one more battle of fight. Yeah. And it was for the battle of the souls of our community, the souls of our nation. So my brothers and sisters, not only do we need to participate in our civic and social duties, but we need to continue to fight, good God Almighty, for the souls of those that are lost in our community. Have I got a witness today? And there was somebody in your life that stood on the battlefield and told the enemy to stand back and behave because they needed to tell this young man or this young woman about a man named Jesus. Have I got a witness today? And they would come into your life and forgive you of your sins and save your soul. There's one more battle to fight. And the reason why we're still on the battlefield, the reason why we're still waging war in the spirit is because God desires that all should be saved. He doesn't want anyone to be lost. And that's why Paul understood that come hell or high water, that he had to show up on the battlefield on a daily basis and tell somebody about the goodness of the Lord, to tell them that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. And I'm telling you today, my church family, that we need to stand on the battlefield on a regular basis. There might be somebody down in the valley that don't know Jesus for themselves, that their soul is lost and they're on their way to hell. But you know the master of the sea. You know the one that sits high and looks low. You know the one that made his way to Calvary's cross. You know the one that stretched wide and hung high. You know the one that had a crown of thorns put on his head. Have I got a witness today? Somebody said, I'm on the battlefield for my Lord, because there's one more battle to fight. And I'm promised him that would serve him till I die. Because I'm on the battlefield for my Lord. And when you know him for yourself, you'll know him as Lord. You'll know him as King of Kings. And you'll know him as Lord of Lords. Have I got a witness today? You'll know him as the one that saved your soul. You'll know him as the one that healed and made you whole. You'll know him as the one that made a way out of no way. You'll know him as the one that keeps you when nobody else can keep you. You know him, the one that keeps you in perfect peace. You know him as the one that holds your hand. You know him as the one that rocks you in the cradle of his arm. You know him as the one that shed his blood for you. You know him as the one that died for you. You know him as the one defeated death and the grave. You know him as one that got up early on Sunday morning with all power in his hand. Victory over death and grave. Victory. And that's why I'm on the battlefield, because I want some man, some woman, some boy, some girl to know him as Lord and Savior of their lives. So I'm on the battlefield because I got one more battle to fight. And the record declares that heaven rejoices over one soul. Heaven rejoices over one soul. Falls out with the word and turns to God. Turns to God and accepts him as Lord and Savior of their life. We can't throw in the towel because of what's going on in this world. We can't get caught up in the things of man and cause us to get off the battlefield. God's got this world under control. We just need to continue to show up. Show up on the battlefield. Just like we participate in the political and the social issues of this world, we need to make sure we show up in the spiritual concerns of our God in this world. Show up on the battlefield. Let him do the battle. He'll open the door, open the way for us to be able to say a word, live a word, that somebody that doesn't know him in the free pardon of this and will come running out year after year. What must I do to be saved? That's the battle that raged back in Genesis 3:15. That God would make a way for man to come back to the proper relationship with him that he would be able to love and experience his God the way God intended it, that he would be able to love and experience his fellow man the way God intended it. But we got to stay on the battlefield. So at the end of this chapter, verse 58, Paul encourages, he says, therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as you know that your labor in the Lord is not in vain. Let us know we got one more battle to fight in this army, in the battle field for our Lord. Encourage you today. I know it's rough. I know it's tough. It was a struggle. But every day you need to get back out on that battlefield. Amen. Because we have one more battle to fight. Might be somebody in your family you don't know. Might be somebody you don't even know to know about this God that has victory over sin, death, and the grave. Amen? Put that in your heart and your spirit. Go back and read that 15th chapter. See what God did and what God provided for us. See why Paul was so committed. Pray God that he would allow us to be committed to stay on the battlefield for him. And realize there's one more battle to fight. Fight, amen, is for the lost souls of this world. Amen? Amen. I bless you today. It is our communion Sunday. And we thank God for allowing his son to go to Calvary's cross. And we thank God that Jesus didn't cower in what was set before him. But the record says he endured the cross for the joy that was set before him. In other words, he knew it would be worth the battle. And many of us have had tears in our eyes and our hearts have been heavy and ached with pain as we continue to pray and continue to worship and continue to reach out to those that were lost and to see them fall down time after time after time. But one day we might not see them, we might not know. That one day the words that we have sown, one day the witness that we have planted will come to fruition where the Bible says that we sow and we plant, where God will give the increase. So while we're on this battlefield, while we're fighting this one more battle, let us not be weary in well-doing. Reminded of Galatians writer, also Paul, says that let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. That's Galatians 6, verse 9. And so, because Jesus did not faint, because he didn't grow weary, because he stayed on the battlefield, because he endured the cross for those of us who lost, because he looked past our faults and saw our need, because he stayed on the battlefield, we have the right to eternal life, that we have been saved by the blood that he shed on Calvary's cross. And so Paul, also in Corinthians, explained about the new covenant or the new promise that God, through Jesus' blood and sacrifice, instituted, that we who are on the other side of his resurrection have been instructed to do in remembrance of him. And so the night when Jesus was betrayed, he got his disciples together and they instituted what we now call the Lord's Supper or communion. And before they observed what Jesus instituted as the new covenant in his blood, or communion, or the Lord's Supper, they observed the Passover for the last time. And the Passover was when the plagues of Egypt came upon Pharaoh and those that were in official power at that time, where God's people were in bondage. And God sent Moses and put upon them 10 plagues, and the last plague was the plague of the death angel. And
Moses instructed the people to take the blood of innocent goat that had been slain, and take the blood and to put it on the doorpost and the lintel. And so when the 10th plague came of the death angel that would kill the firstborn, the death angel would see the blood and that he would pass over, and that they would not be killed, but they would be spared. And so they observed this Passover from the time of Moses until the night of Jesus' betrayal. And so we would ask to bow your head and we'll ask God's blessing on these elements that Jesus had on his table before he instituted the new covenant in his blood. Heavenly Father, we thank you for allowing us to come once again to fourth Sunday where we observe communion. Father, we pray that you have blessed this bread that symbolizes your body that was broken. God, we ask you to bless this cup, the fruit of the vine that symbolizes your blood that was shed, that you would bless it in Jesus' name. Amen. And so after Jesus had observed the Passover, the old covenant, the old promise for the last time, he sat down with his disciples. And as he sat down with his disciples, he took bread, and as he took that bread, blessed it. And as he blessed the bread, he let them know that this was the new covenant. And he let them know that this was his body that was broken for them. And he said, as often as you eat it in remembrance of me. And so let us eat together. And in like manner, after they had supped, he took the cup of the fruit of the vine, and he said, this is a new covenant or the new promise in my blood. He told them, as often as they drink it in remembrance of him. So let us drink together. The record did not give a benediction, but they went out into the Mount of Olives and they sang a hymn. And as you go out into your Mount of Olives, I don't know what song God has placed in your heart, placed in my heart this morning, one more Sister Lady Pleasure, one more battle to fight, whatever song it is that you're singing about God and you bring on the battlefield, and somebody in your community, somebody in your neighborhood, someone in your contact, social contact, network, we want to hear about this Jesus, save your soul. Just maybe today, they might want to hear how he saved your soul, and if it was possible, saved also the way you were saved. That's a part of being on the battlefield. So you and I have one more battle to fight in the army of the Lord. I know you promised him that you would serve him till you die. Sometimes you get a little weary, but make a commitment today to continue to be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor in the Lord, Lord knows how much we get tired sometimes, but knowing that your labor in the Lord is not in vain. God bless you today. Heaven ever smile upon you. Have an awesome week. Amen. And we'll talk to you again on next week.